A reading from the Gospel of Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the Gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the Gospel. And as he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea, and they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. And he walked along a little further and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. Then he called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat along with the hired men and followed him. A child was born. And just a short time ago, we were following the birth with ceremony and celebration, with joy and expectation. And maybe now it feels like a distant memory as we return to our normal lives. But just as we spent some weeks of Advent in preparation for the birth, so now it pays us to follow those early years of Jesus, because I'm sure that Jesus did not have a total awareness of his mission from the very start. Like all humans, Jesus also felt the need to work out his mission. We know that for some time he acted as a disciple of John the Baptist, whose major mission was to condemn the values and the hierarchy of privilege that operated in Israel at that time, and to call the people to repentance. Jesus emphatically agreed with John on that. And after his baptism, Jesus withdrew into the wilderness for 40 days, and spent time fitting together what he had gained from John was what he felt God's call for him truly was, to change the world. And then he begins his ministry. He starts with the towns around Galilee. And Galilee was a cosmopolitan area, Greek-speaking, people ranging from quite wealthy to very poor. It was rather despised by the Jewish oligarchs of Judah. It had newly established flash centres like Sepphoris and Tiberias, as well as traditional towns like Capernaum and Magdala. And Jesus must have asked himself, how could he, a poor Jew, from a village of Nazareth, and feeling the call of God to change the world, how could he identify himself with this center of power and privilege for unbelievers? And whom does he see as potential colleagues? Right there in Capernaum, some fishermen, just ordinary working guys. But Jesus sees something in them. Maybe they, like him, had been followers of John the Baptist for a while. But now they're back to their normal humdrum work. So he invites them to join him. He tells them they will become fishers of men. This expression, fishers of men, is often misunderstood. It does not mean that they will become instant evangelists. It is, in fact, a reference to a part of the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 16, where the prophet is condemning the people for following alien gods. And he uses this metaphor about fishers and hunters who will punish the people. Jeremiah talks about fishing them up, and he links it with hunting them down. So in those early days of Jesus' ministry, the task of Jesus and his new disciples will be to bring, in the love of God, a prophetic critique to the society in which they live, just as John had done. Now, so this actually changes, as we notice in the several first tasks that Jesus undertakes in Mark's Gospel, because they're all about healing. And Jesus becomes more aware that censuring the people of the area is not enough. The ordinary people of the land have great need for understanding and healing and encouragement. Of course, there will always be for Jesus a need to roast the Jewish authorities who exploit the poor and ignore their duty to God in terms of the covenant. And as we know, he doesn't hold back from condemning the Pharisees and the temple authorities for their hypocrisy and their manipulation of the poor. That clearly, that call to Peter and Andrew and the others to become fishers of men has different aspects to it. The love of God sometimes needs gentleness and gift, and sometimes it needs clarity and firmness. And you and I need to recognize those different aspects in our own lives. There are times when the great need is to walk with people in need, to help and encourage and support and honor. But there are times when we need to be firm in our divergence from the values and actions and wrongs that separate us from God. In Advent, we prepared for the birth of the one we call our Savior. Now we are called to respond to his call to become fishers of men and women.